Chapter 22. A dwarf, either overprotective or overeager to fight, had started all of this. I didn't have time to think about that, though. I ran. Fast. The sound of a roaring flame erupted in my ears. I dove behind the nearest tombstone. A bath of fire surrounded me. Hotter than the hottest thing I'd ever known. I swear I could feel my blood beginning to boil beneath my skin. Dragon breath didn't last long. It didn't need to. And I felt nothing but relief when it stopped. The air once again was hot as a stove. It was now smoky and chilly. One extreme to the other. The green grass, once fertile, now was brown and smoking.
"Take that, steely beast!"
Brenmar yelled. The dragon's roar was like a thunderstorm. Brenmar swung another mighty blow into the dragon, who stomped the earth, huffed fire through the brandished teeth, and turned on Brenmar. The steel-colored tail licked out, whipped across Brenmar's chest like a striking snake, and sent him spinning head over heels over both my head and the mountaintop's edge. Brenmar wouldn't like that. It was the second time in 2 days he'd been flung through the air like a toy. But there wasn't much to be done about it now, and I had myself to worry about. It left me alone with the dragon, an angry one at that. I could fight or try to surrender, but my gut told me he wouldn't want any part of my surrender. I remained with my back pressed against the tombstone and got Fang ready. If he came after me, I'd only get one shot. A kill shot, possibly. But I wouldn't kill a dragon. I just had to stop him. But how could I do that before he killed me? I could hear him crushing the stones beneath his heavy feet as he made his way towards me. His head, long neck and horns emerged before me. I fought the urge to thrust Fang down on his nose. It would hurt, but it wouldn't kill or subdue. I tried the only thing I could think to do.
"Peace! Home!"
I yelled.
"I am one of you!"
He eyed me, like a cat eyes a mouse before dinner. I could only feel his anger. His curiosity from earlier was gone. Only the hardened soldier from the Dragon Wars remained. His final mission to protect this mountain. Protect the Thunderstone from invaders like me. If I could presume such a thing. But I couldn't think. I could only feel right now. Fear? It stiffened the joints in my bones. Real fear was not something I was accustomed to.
"Move! Move! Move!"
I was too late. A geyser of flame spewed from his mouth. I was coated from head to toe in blistering heat.
Agony! Pain! Fear!
I stabbed Fang through the flames and into the soft flesh in his mouth. The flames stopped as he cried out, recoiling on his paws, eyeing me with great suspicion now. I patted out the flames on my shoulder. What had happened? Why wasn't I burned alive? I should be dead by now. I could sense his surprise as well as mine. He snorted, shook his massive head, tore a mausoleum from the ground with his great horn and stepped back. Perhaps he was willing to listen now. I stroked my hair. It was still thick and warm in my fingers. How had I survived those flames?
"Will you listen now, Mighty One?"
I was trying Dragonese once again.
"I am not here for harm, for good."
"You."
I could hear him in my mind. Ancient, irritated, potent. This dragon hadn't even gotten warmed up yet, but I'd earned some respect.
"The Thunderstone is my charge, my ward, my duty, my fate, my curse. Give it to me. Or die, little dragon."
Dialogue is a good thing, and I certainly had a better advantage than fighting. I like these odds. I lowered my sword and I chose my next words with care.
You are a great one. As big as I've ever seen. As powerful as they come. How has this stone entrapped you? Perhaps I can help.
Give it to me, or die.
My head ached. This dragon was holding back something. I could sense it. As intimidating as he was desperate. I'd learned a few things about curses, too. I had a feeling the Thunderstone was protecting me, warding me from him. He needed it, though. I tried bargaining.
The Thunderstone is mine, but I'd be willing to show it to you if you tell me your story, mighty one with scales as strong as iron.
Flattery always helps, no matter how big and bad a dragon might be.
Show me first, or die.
I opened my mouth to speak.
Or die. And remember, I've nothing to lose. Not life, not time.
Now he was letting me know in a nice way that he was being patient. I saw no harm in it. If I wanted to get off this mountain alive and save the Blue Razor, I'd have to give a little. I removed the stone from my belt pouch and revealed its smoothness from the cloth. It ebbed, a warm glow from the blue marking on the stone.
My tormentor, my jailer, my liberator, give it to me.
Ah, now I understood the curse. The dragon could not take what was freely given. A common curse, but a strong one. Bonding in some cases, forever and ever.
The story, mighty one. I'll have that.
A growl rumbled in his throat. He shook his neck and fluffed his wings, stirring the air.
So be it, little dragon. A wizard, vile and despicable, duped me into service. Powerful he was. The Thunderstone, the greatest source of his power. So envious was he of other wizards. He refused to relent his power. Mortality. The shortcoming of man. They search for such power, only to acquire it quickly and see it fade just as fast. The wizard did not want to share his power when he passed. He bonded me, cursed me, tricked me. I am to protect the stone upon his death. I have been for centuries, sometimes flying far from the mountain. Only to be drawn back.
I pitied him. I pitied all dragons in danger or exile. And had I not sworn to save them? Save them one and all? Those who would let me, that is. Some didn't want saved. They just wanted left alone.
How can I help, mighty one?
Give me the stone.
Why do you need the stone? I thought you only needed to protect it.
Why didn't you just dig it out and take it yourself?
I couldn't assume the dragon was telling me everything.
I can only take what is freely given. The wizard promised to return and give it to me long after his death. A lich, he said he'd be. I must possess the stone to be free. I can take it with me wherever I go and protect it. Give it to me. My patience thins.
He looked up into the sun. A sad look came to his hardened eyes, a longing for the sky and the freedom it offered.
Perhaps we can break the curse.
He slammed his clawed fist into the ground.
Not possible. Give me the stone.
No. I needed the stone to free the Blue Razor. And in case you're wondering why I didn't just tell him so, this steel dragon, he couldn't have cared less about the Blue Razor. I just knew, but perhaps I could free them both.
I'll make you a deal, mighty one.
A deal? There will be no deal. Death, yes. Deal, no.
If I die, you remain cursed. Stuck on this mountain. Staring at a stone that you cannot touch. I can help you.
He shook his head and neck. bared his fangs and teeth and snapped in my face.
I cannot burn you, but I can eat you.
Apparently the curse prevented him from eating me so long as I had the stone. His mouth stopped inches from my head, and he got a sad look in his eyes. I held my arms out.
Just hear me out, Great One. Give me one day. I must take the stone to free a friend. Once I've done that, I'll bring it back and give it to you. If I don't return, well, you can come after me and kill me. I am a man of my word.
Of all the fearful things the dragon possessed, his claws, his tail, his breath, it was his laughter that scared me the most.
You take the stone to the wizard in the mountain, Korzan? You're a fool, little dragon. Did you think I did not know about all in the mountain? I know every creature and every tree. Go then, fool. You will give it to me in a day. If not, I will destroy you, your friend the dragon, Korzan, and all of his rotten goblins. I know the secrets of the stone. You and he do not. Be wary, fool dragon. But you entertain me. I shall wait, sit, watch. Death comes quick to the fools who seek it.